Philip Semper-Pierre, Deputy Surgeon Care. Today's date is 12/27/2023. Dictation is for Miss Emily Dagan. Dagan spells D-E-E-G-A-N. Emily spells E-M-I-L-Y. Date of birth is 05/10/1971. This is a 52-year-old female. Here with headache, period. Patient said this has been going on for a little while, but it's gotten worse in the last day or so. She said she came in today because her headache has gotten worse. She said she's been having, she described headache as pressure-like located in the left maxillary and frontal sinuses region. Worse with leaning forward. She denies trauma. Said this is not the worst headache of her life. Said the headache was of gradual onset, period. Next paragraph. Review of system. Patient reports myalgia. Next line, she reports cough. Next line, reports runny nose. Said discharge from her nose is green. Next line, she reports nasal congestion. Next line, reports throat pain, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Please go back to review of system and take out report throat pain. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert oriented and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 100% room air, blood pressure 154/96, pulse 102, respiration 18, temperature 98.0. Period. Next paragraph, throat, erythematous and edematous, uvula, tonsils, and pharynx. No exudate. Uvula is midline and mobile. Next line, nose congested, green discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinates. Period. Next paragraph, face. Patients point to her frontal and maxillary sinus area of the area of discomfort. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next paragraph, respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. Patient goes into a cough fit with deep inspiration. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen distended, secondary to mild obesity, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, micros or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort to range of motion, she bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerve roots and is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute rhinitis, number 2 acute sinusitis, number 3 acute pharyngitis, number 4 acute bronchitis, period. Next paragraph, in the clinic today, patient received the following: Rocephin 1 gram IM. She was observed in clinic for approximately 10 minutes, then reevaluated. She reports no side effects from the medication, is comfortable with being discharged. She was sent home with the following medication: moxifloxacin, 400 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 5 days. Number 5, prednisone, 20 milligrams, day 1, 5 PO, day 2, 4 PO, day 3, 3 PO, day 4, 1 PO, day 4, 2 PO, day 5, 1 PO for a total of 15. She was given diflucan on a separate script. She was educated on yeast infection, and she was advised what to look out for. And she was advised only to fill this prescription if she has that symptom that is very suggestive of yeast infection. She says she understands and will comply. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. She received a gram of Rocephin in the clinic, which she tolerated well. Strongly encouraged to increase fluids, to come back to clinic if worse, go to the nurse emergency room if we are closed, end of dictation.